The Great Question, Who Do You Say I Am? By Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
Okay, let's get to it. Matthew 16. Matthew 16, beginning in verse 13 through 20. Let's pray. So we get our right frame of mind. Lord, guide us today. We just thank you for each person you've sent here. Help our hearts and our minds to be stayed on you. Help us to be guided by your Spirit. I pray that you will just help us to receive the truth you have for us today. Help it to be imprinted in our hearts and minds so that we might honor you with our lives. We ask and pray this all in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
The great question that Jesus asked Peter in our text is this. The question is, who do you say I am? And I submit to you this morning, that is the same question that Jesus is asking people today. Who do you say I am? And I also say this, that this question makes all the difference in your life. How you answer it. Whether you say who he is makes the difference.
Amen.
Are you who you say are? Or are you not? And you know what? It doesn't really make a lot of difference who I say Jesus Christ is. He is who he is.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I can't remember your real name, but Tony, right? Okay, Tony. I kind of know who you are. Okay? And we know different people by their first name, don't we? I go somewhere, different people in different settings call me different names. When I used to drive a bus, they called me Mark. Okay? Usually my people here call me Pastor Mark because that identifies who I am. Jesus Christ, in the same way, one of the people that he knew, and especially his disciples, to have indelibly imprinted on their hearts and minds who he was. That's essential. Who are you? We all have our personal identity, don't we? And the cool thing about Jesus is he knows all of us. He knows who we are. He knows where we are. He knows what we've been doing. And the amazing thing is he still loves us anyway.
Amen.
He still loves us anyway. You know, and I'll be the first to say I've messed up bad in the past. I've done some things I ought not to do, and I'm not going to go into all those things. But it's important for us to realize Jesus has a wonderful plan for each one of our lives.
Amen.
If we really personally come to know him and who he is. He wants to do some amazing things with you. And let me put it like this. I think he especially enjoys the hard cases.
Amen.
The hard cases. People that think, the world thinks, man, they'll never amount to nothing. They'll never go anywhere. They'll never make a difference anywhere. I'll tell you what, if you give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, he can change you. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what your background is, he can dramatically change your life so that you can become somebody in Christ's eyes.
Amen.
Somebody that he can use and make into that special person he wants you to be. He has a job for each one of us. You realize that? He has something special in mind for you. You are especially programmed to do what he wants you to do. And more than that, when you let him into your life, he will transform you And he will furthermore empower you by the Holy Spirit of God, who will be with you to help you and guide you and teach you and empower you to do the work he wants you to do. And without him, you can't do a thing. But with him, you can do whatever it is he has in mind for you to do. And sometimes it amazes me what the Lord wants us to do. Because he delights often in wanting you to do things that you think you can't do. Right? Have you noticed that? How the Lord likes to do that. Why? Because it will give him the glory, because everybody else will say, there's no way, no how they can do that. No, there's no way they can change and become a new person. Oh, you haven't figured in the ultimate, which is Jesus Christ. He can make you into somebody completely new. So that's why this is the all-important question we're looking at. Jesus will ask, who do you say I am? Are you just an ordinary person? Are you a prophet? Yeah, that's important. Pretty important to be a prophet, isn't it? Somebody who proclaims the word of God. And there were a lot of them in the past that God used in mighty ways. But it was God working through them. It wasn't them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But God gives you and me an opportunity. An opportunity to look to him and realize he's the real McCoy. He's the real deal. So let's look at our text this morning. As the disciples have been with Jesus for some time now, they've seen numerous miracles. He feeds 5,000 men plus all the women and kids. On one occasion, 4,000. Another time, and you notice in Scripture many times it just says men. I guarantee you, if there's 5,000 men in the crowd, there's equal number of women at least. Right?
Double that children.
And children, man. There's children all over the place. That's why I like kids. I like kids.
Okay, you can have mine.
You can have yours. I'm looking forward. I hope I live long enough to be a grandpa someday.
I'll give it time.
Because I know it's going to be a wonderful time. I hope I don't have to adopt some and just go out here and say, hey, will you be my grandkid?
Yeah. Hey, I got three.
They'd like for me to be the grandkid, probably. We'll go get some ice
cream. You're going to be their grandkid?
Huh?
You're going to be their grandkid?
I'm going to be their grandkid. No, they're going to be my grandkid.
Yeah, well, you said that, but they'd like me to be their grandkid.
They probably would. We'd have a lot of fun. Sometimes I just like to act like a kid.
That's the best part.
You know what?
My grandparent.
Yeah, and you just go out there and have all kinds of a good time.
And then you send them home.
Well, yeah, you do.
And Yen just comes over and Papa sugars and then
let's eat it
with candy and cookies. Yeah, that really gets them. We better not go that direction. Who do you say I am? Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi and asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, people have all kinds of a variety of different answers for who Jesus Christ might be. In fact, if you look back in Scripture, Malachi predicts that there would be one that would go before and be like Elijah of the past. Remember Elijah of the past? How the great miracles he did. When they looked at Jesus and they saw him doing all these miracles, they thought, man, this must be Elijah come back and reappearing. Just like there was a prophecy back in the Old Testament, and they thought, yeah, this must be it. And as we study this, we've got to remember, we didn't have the New Testament then. This is just happening. Okay? It's not recorded. Okay? And I've always got to stop myself and say, hey, Remember, all they had was the Old Testament at this point. Okay? And they had Jesus tell them all these things. And they're wondering, who is this guy? He can calm the sea. He can take the loaves and the fishes and feed 5,000 plus all the others that's there, and there's plenty left over. Who is this guy? He's a miracle worker. Who is he that can heal all these people? Some of them just barely touched the hem of his garment and they were healed instantaneously. Like, remember that one woman that came up and Jesus was there, and the crowd pressed around him, and she just thought, in her own mind, she thought, man, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And he was. She was. Wow. Extraordinary power. And his disciples see all this.
Or how about just speaking to them?
He spoke like no other man. Why? He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Now, we know in part. Just like the Apostle Paul said. Hey, we know in part. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't understand it all. But you know what? He holds tomorrow. He knows tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen in your life and my life. I'm glad I don't know what tomorrow brings. Some of us would be paralyzed with fear if we knew what was going to happen down the road. But the Lord doesn't want us to know that. He doesn't want us to be fearful. He wants us to walk in faith.
Amen.
Not by sight. Ours is a faith walk. We've got to believe on the Lord. We've got to follow the Lord. We've got to trust the Lord each and every day.
That's right.
And as we do, He'll supply our need, won't He? He'll provide what we need. A long life's way, but you know what? You got to do your part. You can't sit down like the Thessalonians and say, the Lord's coming. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to sit here and wait for Him to come. You get pretty hungry if you do that. Right? We don't know when He's coming, but we know He is coming.
Amen.
And we've got to be ready. And furthermore, we've got to get ready as many other people as we can before Jesus comes again. They've got to know who Jesus is. People need a special personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Many times I don't know which way to turn, which way to go, what to do in my own personal ways and understanding. What do? I look up.
Amen.
I say, Lord, show me the way. I don't know which way to go, but I know You the right way. You know the right way for me to go. Lead me, guide me. And He is always there to help us, to guide us, and encourage us along life's way. And so he says, who do they say I am? Well, here's the answers. Some say they're John the Baptist. Well, that's what Herod thought. I'll just get rid of this John the Baptist. He won't cause me any problems anymore. Jesus probably resembled John. They were, humanly speaking, related. Right? Maybe there was even some resemblance in looks. Jesus didn't have any property, neither did John. Similarities. Then some said you're Elias or Elijah. Elijah. Wow. Remember when Elijah called down fire from heaven? And then at one point he ran away from Jezebel. 850 prophets of Baal didn't worry, but one woman did. Jezebel. That's a warning to us. About the time when we think we're on the mountaintop, we got it going, that's when the devil's going to come in the back door and he's going to give us problems. You got to watch out. Got to watch out every day, don't you? because the dangers can come into our life and we can get discouraged just as quick as we can get up. Life is not always easy.
Amen.
Jesus knows, but Jesus cares. That's the important thing. I like one of those New Contemporary songs, Christian songs, because it talks about that. And it says, Jesus cares, in essence. Jesus can change things, but I'm going to trust Him even if He doesn't. And sometimes you go through a tough thing in your life, don't you? Difficulties, physical ailments or hurts or anxieties. And Jesus cares about all that. Can He just say the word and speak it and it'd be done away with? You bet He can. But He doesn't always do that. Sometimes He takes us through the storm. He keeps us as we go on through.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's always there for us. Who do you say Jesus is? Some said He's John the Baptist. Some Elias. Some Jeremiah. Jeremiah. You like Jeremiah? Sometimes I can identify with Jeremiah. I really can. You know why? He's called the weeping prophet. Weeping prophet. He wrote Jeremiah and Lamentations. Why was he called the weeping prophet? Because he preached and nobody listened. Preached and preached and preached his heart out, and they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. We live in a country that just doesn't want to listen. Doesn't want to listen. You can warn them and warn them and warn them, trouble's ahead, and they won't want to listen. That was Jeremiah. So that people will hear the word of God and be warned and draw near to Him. Because God says this, if you draw nigh to Me, I'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
And if God is with you, as God is my helper, He'll be with you. And He'll help you through this life. It's not going to be easy. You know what I find out? It's always easier if you have a few to go through the valley with you.
Sorry.
Now, don't get me wrong. Jesus will always be with you if you trust Him as Savior. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But it's always good to have a brother or sister, or two or three, to go with you through those deep, dark valleys that life seems to always present. Some have the mistaken conception that when you trust Christ, things are going to be all sunshine and roses. Ouch. Roses have thorns. And along life's way, I found out there's plenty of thorns that will stick to you. I still like their beauty. I still raise a few. Because aren't they gorgeous? It reminds me in life that there's beauty and there's heartache. Side by side. But you know what? God is with you to guide you, and you need to know who He is.
Amen.
That's why Jesus asked His disciples, who do you say I am? Doesn't matter what other people say. Doesn't matter what your parents say. Right?
Right.
It matters what you say. It matters what you say. What I'm getting at is they can't make a commitment for you. Mm-hmm. And each one of us have to make that personal commitment to Jesus Christ. We've got to hear Him calling us when He says, come unto Me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Put my yoke upon you. My yoke's easy. You know why that is? You know why it's easy? Bear the yoke that Jesus gives us. Because He's there bearing it. And I liken it to a yoke of oxygen. And Jesus is pulling the load. You know, I think I'm giving it all I can, and He's way up there ahead pulling the whole load. Right?
Right.
I mean, I give it all I can and I'm way back here. You ever seen a yoke? Them little oxen that come up there. Those old babies, they're trained and they have that big yoke around their neck and a big old heavy thing on them. You put them things on, probably down in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And they plow with them, did they?
Yeah.
A single plow and they're back there and no one walks them. They're stout. They're stout.
They're stronger than horses.
Yeah, they're big and strong. And they'll pull that thing. It's important for them both to pull it up. If they go at it together, they can do a lot more. But, you know, when I'm trying to live for Jesus Christ, usually he's way ahead of me. He's pulling most of the load. And I think, Lord, this is all I can pull. He says, just keep trying. Just keep going. Just keep trusting in me. We'll get on through here. And you know what? As long as you're trusting, as long as that faith's there, he's going to get you through. That's why Jesus says it's all important here that you believe on me, that you trust me. That you know who I am. So he asked his disciples, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? And of course, Simon Peter, he's always the first guy. You notice that? He's always the impulsive guy. How many disciples jumped out of the boat when they were out in the middle of the lake when the storm was and Christ was standing out there on the water? One. That's Peter. He's always the first guy. It's like there's something inside of Peter that says, let's go, let's do it. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was all right. As long as he trusted Jesus, he was all right. Guess what? As long as you keep your eye on Jesus, look up to him and trust him and rely on him, you can do it, what he wants you to do. You can do it. Had a good friend. He became a good friend. Still have a friend. I don't know where he's at. I haven't seen him for a little while. He had some difficulties in his life. Some issues with different things. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, Jesus helped him overcome those addictions that he had. But it's important for him to have a friend that would be there to encourage him and help him and guide him. I was privileged to be that friend. I don't know what that's like. But I know everybody that comes out of that needs a friend.
Amen.
That loves the Lord too and loves them no matter who they are. You know, some years back, God spoke to my heart. And he told me, it doesn't matter where they come from. I love them.
Amen.
I want to help them. It's kind of like we were studying this morning in Sunday school. Boy, when you guys miss Sunday school, you're missing it. The demon-possessed man from the Gadarenes. This individual was full of demons. The religious people didn't want anything to do with those type of people. But guess who went out of his way to go see this man, Jesus. And guess what happened? You know, don't you? Jesus met him. Jesus drove those demons out of him. And he became in his right mind again. He could think right and he could do what he ought to do. And later on, they come back to this same village and there are numerous people that have trusted the Lord there because of what Jesus did in that man's life. But it took Jesus. It took Jesus. And you know what? I don't care where you come from. I don't care what you've done. Jesus can make the difference in your life too.
Amen.
But I think it's also important to have a good Christian friend that you can look to and in confidence can share things that you're struggling with and can pray with you. Amen. To help you in those difficulties and get away from those things. You see, God wants you to be more than a conqueror through Himself. We can in Christ. Amen. But we've got to know Christ. That's why Jesus said, "Who do you say I am?" Peter said this. Thou art the Christ. What does that mean? You're the Messiah. People were looking for the Messiah. Basically, Peter is saying, I've been with you long enough to realize you're the real deal. You are the Messiah. You're the one that those Old Testament scriptures were talking about. Because nobody can speak like you do. Nobody has that type of understanding. Nobody has that type of power that you have. I've seen it personally. I know you're the Christ. Furthermore, he said, the Son, look at it, the Son of the living God. Son of the living God, as opposed to the dead God. You see, that's the implications of you're the Son of the living God. You're the real deal. You're God's Son. Wow. All these other people, they worship things that can't talk, can't hear. Remember old Elijah? He had a problem with those prophets of Baal. Those prophets of Baal, they cried to their God, Baal, from morning to evening. Elijah had fun with them. He said, maybe he can't hear you. Cry a little louder. Hey, if you're in trouble and you know Jesus, call on him and you can call him in a whisper. And he'll be there. And he doesn't take all day about getting there. Right? He's there for you when you need him. To help you and uplift you. He has unusual means, Jesus does, to help us and save us. Sometimes I need saved for myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I can get myself in over my head. You know? Just like Peter did. I can get way out there and I can be grounding if you were. But Jesus is there. Because he'll just simply say, Lord, save.
Amen.
Doesn't take a long prayer. You know, when you're drowning, you don't want to say, oh, love the Lord Jesus, thank you, I want to praise you for the name. No, 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 you'll be bubbling pretty soon. When you're going down for the third time, you better be praying quick. Right?
That's why I stay.
What?
That's why I stay out of the water.
Stay out of the water. Well, you can be drowning in life's troubles, in life's raging sea. And guess what? Who's always there to help you when you look to him? Call upon me, Jesus said, and I'll answer you. Show great and mighty things you know not. See, he had the right answer. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. You're the Messiah. Now, look at Jesus' answer to him. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. That simply means, Simon. Bar means son of, and Jonah is Jonah. Okay? Simon, son of Jonah. That's how they distinguished him. For flesh and blood hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. In other words, the Heavenly Father has let you understand that I am his son. Just as simple as that. You're blessed because you know who I am. Guess what? Each of you can be blessed too if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I like some of those old songs. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. He will guide you through the night. No, I think that's what. No, maybe it's not right.
Close, yeah.
He will guide you where?
Steps. My steps.
You guide my steps right or something?
Yeah, then through the night.
Through the night. Yeah, I got it kind of all confused there. But anyway, the thought is He guides us. He'll be with us to help us. I don't know the right way to go. He does. I need guidance. I need direction. I'm guessing you probably do too. Right?
Always.
Yeah. And He's there to help us. That's the good word. That's the good news. Jesus cares about you. Now, verse 18 and 19 sometimes can get confusing. So as I say to thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus Christ is going to build His church. Guess what? Christ is the chief cornerstone. You know, a lot of times when they build a building, especially in the past, they had a cornerstone. They call it a chief stone in a corner.
To hold the rest of it.
Yeah, it, and that's Christ. And guess what is laid then? The apostles and prophets are laid on Christ.
For the foundation.
Yeah. But the first thing is Christ. And then all these other apostles and prophets. What was Peter, by the way? An apostle. Who was Paul? An apostle. Out of due time.
What is the difference between a prophet and an apostle?
A prophet and an apostle. Apostle were hand selected by Jesus Christ. Hand selected. Jesus Christ met Paul out of due time on the road to Damascus. And He appointed him as an apostle to the Gentiles. I'm looking around here. I'm looking for any Jews in the crowd. No, I just don't see any one.
Only
when
I work on my car.
Huh?
Only when she works on a car.
By nationality, I don't think there's one Jew here. Right? I'm certainly glad that the Lord loves us too. Amen? It doesn't matter what our nationality is. Paul was the one that began to spread the gospel out. Most of the other apostles stayed right close to Jerusalem. They didn't venture out a long ways. Paul, though, he was adventuresome. It talks in the Word about going to Spain. But he went all over the Mediterranean area. He wrote to various different churches that he had helped establish. Because he cared about those disciples. He wanted them to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And that's what we need to do. We need to know the Lord and share the Lord with others because they need the Lord too. I mean, doesn't matter what their background is. When it comes down to the end of life and you die, that's the all-important question you can answer in this life. Who is Jesus? Is He God's Son? Is He your Savior? He is the one and only Savior.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about this morning. Call upon Him and He will save you. Without him, you're lost and undone without hope. With him, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. That doesn't mean there's not going to be troubles and trials in your life. What it simply means is Jesus is going to be with you to help you through all those hardships as you look to him and trust him through this life. Praise the Lord. Many years ago, well, not as many as they ought to be in, because listen to me, I grew up in church. I was in church practically every Sunday as a kid. But I did not personally trust Jesus till I was 15. Okay? That's kind of sad when you have all that background. And I thought I was good enough. And guess what? You can't be good enough on your own to get into heaven. We all need Jesus.
Amen.
We need to say, you're the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're God's Son. And I'm trusting you to take me through this life and into the next.
Amen.
Because that next life's going to be a long, long time. And you sure don't want to go to the place where Jesus isn't. Right?
Amen.
You want to go to the place where he is.
I hear it's pretty hot down there.
Yeah. And there's no relief in sight. I know what it's like to be hot and thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And tired. I've been on a farm tractor for a long time with no cab, no air conditioning, dirty, sweaty, hot jug. Some kind of diet guys can drink coffee in the summer. It doesn't do a thing for me. I like a cool drink and a shade tree once in a while. Right?
Shade tree's nice.
Sycamore. Hell has no such places.
Maple's got to be.
But heaven has a glorious prospect for us. Amen?
Amen.
And furthermore, the centerpiece of it all is Jesus Christ, the one who will listen. Who do you say he is? He is the Christ. He is the Savior. Doesn't matter who you say he is. Really. That's who he is. But I trust you've said that on your own. You've said to him, I realize you're the Son of God. I realize you're the one and only Savior, and I'm trusting you with my life.
Amen.
If you haven't done that, today is as good a day as any. In fact, the Word of God says today is the day of salvation. Today's the day to trust him if you haven't done that. So seriously give that consideration if you haven't made that personal commitment to him. Because there's no time like the present. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what it brings. I don't even know if I'll face tomorrow. You know, I could be preaching away at the medical lodge this afternoon and just die of a heart attack just like that. Don't know when the end's going to come.
Or you could just up and retire on us.
Up and retire on you.
Isn't that what people keep saying?
Who's
saying that? Well, that's what you were saying a while back.
Oh!
You were leaving.
Well, that's... If you listen to the coffee shop, they'll have me be out of the country and gone and retired and whatnot. But what did I tell y'all?
You were going to be the first to know.
You'll be the first to know. Okay, you will be the first to know when I'm gone. And I think that's fine.
How many knows what a sycamore tree is?
A sycamore tree.
It's one that has trees.
By your house.
Yeah. I know many of them know what it is, though.
It's interesting. There was a short little man that went up in the sycamore tree, didn't he, one time, looked down to see Jesus. You know what? That's what we need to do. We need to look to Jesus. Because he's got the answers for us. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for the Word. Just guide us today. Help us, Lord, to make any decisions we need to make right now. Lord, if there's any person here that's never trusted you as Savior, help them to realize today is the day that they need to do that. They need to give their heart to you. We realize we've all sinned and come short of your glory, but the good news is you've died for us. You've paid the penalty, but we've got to receive it. We've got to ask you in our hearts. God, we just pray that you'd help any of those decisions to be made today. If there's anybody that is not sure, help them to come so that we can share with them Jesus Christ. Guide us, use us, and bless us. We ask in Christ's name.
Amen.